Yes, Aitzim, they're called biyodai. After you have all the stones and all the wood ready to make the fire, then it's only mechusar, melachas of burning that you could do, then even though there are three or four melachas, it'll be mutter. Then the ala beitzim shoyotzer. Also this pottery. Tana rabbanan. And poiskim ala beitzim shoyotzer. He can't buy now pottery, even though he has the clay ready. Achiyasu, until he made it into a dough ready, into a clay ready. Dibur Rebbe Meir. Omer Rebbe Yosi, b'medav amurim b'yer, for love, only a white clay. Alva b'yofer shoch, if it's black clay, for going kfach ananya, for kavruseh, those type of places, or else kfach shkin, for kavruseh, poiskim. That clay is better, that's like done already. Therefore, you can give money now, it's considered like he has it already. Alva p'shein lezeh, yesh lezeh. And since it's shkiach, everybody has it, even though this one you're buying doesn't have the clay yet, he can get it easily for somebody else. That's considered like he has it. Ameima yoye zuzi michimayel afra. He gave money as soon as they brought up the dust. Come on, who's it go like? Ikra bimeyua mashiyasa, you have to make it. Ikra bimeyuaf bishen lezeh, yesh lezeh, no, he doesn't have anything, since he could buy it for somebody else. Sumer says, liyelam really, I'll tell you, Ikra bimeyuaf, yelp like rabiyasi. Over asra, the ameima in ameima city, oshik ofra.
It was like rare to have clay. Therefore, either Meir Ofra, some Chadait, if he has the clay, the person is Samech Das to buy it. For Yoyev Lezuz, he'll give money for it. V'Eloi, Loi Som Chadaitai. If he doesn't have the clay in hand, he's not Samech Das.
Like not to be Samech Das then, because everybody had this ready. If you don't, Rashi said, I do Molei Mishkech Afra, maybe you won't find dirt later. So therefore, there's not even a Mishapara. So therefore, you can't give money now for it. If you only give money now for it, if he has it already. Then the Mishnah says, "We'll place the gimel on zevul koyim asashana." You're allowed to give money now for manure the whole year. That's like shchiach. For the mara chachom, man not anakama. The tanakama says it's mutter, and the chom says it's mutter. So they're both saying the same shita. So what's the three machloikis in? Oh, my rov says no, there is a machloikis. I'll tell you, you're moist like a shana nika benayu. What about in the winter time, the rainy season? What she says, tanakama kol you moist hashana kama the whole year. No, Rabbi Yosi argues and says, no, even when you buy manure, it has to only be, you can give money now if the seller has it. If he does not have it in his junkyard, you can't take it. Chum say no, even though the seller doesn't have it yet, but since other people have it, he can buy it from other people, it's called like he has it now. And it's only in the summertime. Shakol yesh lezevel, shekvar nikav. It already like rotted, v'nishav, the Maisa Gesham got is trampled on through the winter. V'nasa Zebo, or the Maisa Gesham loy. But the Maisa Gesham no, that's the machlekes, can you give money in the rainy season, the winter season, for manure? That's the machlekes, if you could or not. The Tanakhama says the whole year you could do it. The Chum say no, only in the summer you could do it, because in the summer everybody has manure. But in the rainy season, not everybody has it yet. The Chum say it's asa. Only the Tanakhama would say it's mutter. Alright, we'll stop here. Dafayin Dalra Mabiri. Says on top of you, Poisek Imoi Kishara Gvoya. It means when you make up and give somebody money now, that he should give you back the Paris later. So it says, let's say we give you back the Paris later, he owes you $100 worth. And later the price goes way down. That 100 bushels then is only worth $50. So it says in the Mishnah, if you made up for tonight, so when you pay me back, if the price goes down later, you have to give me the better price, that's okay. Smart says, who garbage was a man? That like he gave money to buy the dowry for his father-in-law. So he gave money now. Rashi learns, he made up with the people that sell the dowries, tashiti abonis, like the jewelry. He gave the money now, that wherever you need later should be all prepared, and that they'll pick it up later. So he gave money now to pick it up later. What happened was, the safe at the end, the time to pick it up, Zal Nadunya. The value of the Tachshitim went way down. Now, those Tachshitim he paid before, like before he gave $100 for, let's say, 10 pounds of jewelry. Now, 10 pounds of jewelry is only worth $50. The price went down. So the question is, did the Shliach now, did he do the right thing or not? So Osla came to the Rapapa, they came in front of Rapapa, Omalei said like this, E Pasak to Imei Kishar HaGvoya. If you made up with this person, Bashashi gave him the money. Again, you laid out the $100 now, that lady should give you back the jewelry. So if you made up with him now, that if the prices go down, I want you to give me according to the later price, he takes it at the lower price later. But
if he did not speak this out, and you let out the $100 to get your 10 pounds worth of jewelry, then later the person has a right just to give you 10 pounds, even though later these 10 pounds, or 5 pounds, whatever it is only worth $50, but so what? You gave $100 to get back 5 pounds, all you get back is only 5 pounds. Omalei Rabbanu Rapapa. The Rabbanu said to Rapapa, V'ilai posik, shokel kimikoro, but if he did not speak out that I'm laying out the money now, and in case the prices go down, I want you to give me the cheaper price like later if I did not speak that out, so telling me I can't do it now, and I have to receive the 5 pounds that's only worth $50. The question is, Moyes Nunu, all you did so far was you laid out money. And we know money is not konu. If you give money to something, you have a right to retract. Umayus no konu. So now, look, why can't you retract here? True, you laid out the money. But now, the money laid out is only half of the price. You only get half of the merchandise. So you want to retract. Omalut, he said back to him, true. I also only said that the problem here is, if you want to retract now, you're going to get a curse. You could retract, because there's only Mois, and Mois is not carrying more than a Mishapara. So it's like this. If he made up that if the prices go down later, you give me according to the later prices, then who's retracting later? The Moicha would want to retract later. If so, then the Moicha will receive a Mishapara, the curse. Eloi posak, let's say the lokeach, when he first laid out the money, he did not make the condition to get the better price later. So then later, really the moicher has the right to give him the price of before. So the lokeach is not happy about it. He wants to retract. If so, lokeach kol ma'adibay, is mekabla le lokeach mishapara enechanami. The lokeach is the one that will receive the mishapara. Oh, my lady, we're going to rap proper. We're about to rap proper. Mimai de rabbonini, who said this price is now here? Goes according to Rabban and Shita. The pligulated Rabbi Shimon, the army Moyes Lekonu. Really, before in the Gemara and Azov, we had a machlekes between Rabbi Shimon and the Rabban. The Rabban over there said that when you pay for something now for merchandise, before you take the merchandise, Moyes is Lekonu. You have a right to retract. That was Rabban and Shita. Sue told you this price here goes according to Rabban. The Afilu Hawking, even so. No. And according to Rabbanan, you want to say, if he made this condition, that if the price goes down later, I get according to the later price, good. If he did not make up that condition, then he has to take the price the way they first made up with it. And you're telling me now it's only for Mishapara? Maybe no. Maybe this price that goes according to Rabbi Shimon, that we had before in Azov, the Yom that Rabbi Shimon holds, Moyes Kainos, that when you pay for something, there is a Kinyan, and the Lokech is not allowed to attract anymore. Rabbi Shimon only said that Yad Meicher, the one that's holding the money, his hand is Alal Yoyna. But the Lokech, the one that gave the money, he can't retract anymore. Rabbi Shimon holds, once you give away the money, there's a Kinyan, you can't retract. So maybe you were going to call it Rabbi Shimon. And therefore, if you made up that if the price goes down later, you give me according to that price, shokel, then it's good. Kiyashto, set according to the cheaper price. But v'loy posak, if the lokeach did not make such a condition, so when I'm laying out $100, I made up now for this $100, give me back 5 pounds of jewelry, and I did not speak out that if the price goes down later, I want a better price, then you bought like five pounds, that's all. Therefore, shokel, kidimikara. Later, even though 5 pounds is only worth $50, but he only has to pay you 5 pounds, because that's what you made up for him. And you know why? Mishum v'koni luzuzi. Because according to Rabbi Shimon, when the lekeach pays money for it, Moyes is a kinyan. So when you gave money, you have the kinyan now. So maybe that's John the Brisa. Maybe it's not a mishapara, it's a real kinyan. Abul Rabbonin, but maybe according to the Rabbonin sheet, I'll tell you, bein posak, bein le posak, shokel ki hashta. Whether you made up, whether you didn't make up, still you have right to take according to cheap price now. Why? The daitid yinish atzeroi zila. Because everybody knows, when I lay out money now, that you should give me back merchandise later, even though I made up a price now, like, that's only because I think the price will stay later also. But if later the price goes down, of course everybody knows what you mean to do is take the cheaper price. So according to the Rabbanin, could be everybody, they agree, that even though you didn't speak it out, it's like you spoke it out. Omalei said back, no. Hey, Rabbi Shimon, When did Rabbi Shimon say that when you give money, money is a kinyan, that when Lakech pays up the money, there's a kinyan involved, that's only the Chatzeroi. That's only calls the man, the price stays the same price. The price doesn't change. So therefore, when I give you now $100 to buy 100 bushels of apples, so Rabbi Shimon knows that's a kinyan. Money is kanu. If Lakech later wants to be chayzer, he can't retract anymore. That's only if the price stays the same price. Then you can't retract. But betray to Roy in the Yomar. But in our case now, we're talking about that later the prices go down. That later these 10 bushels is worth half the price. So there Rabbi Shimon never said a swara. Havad Rabbi Shimon also would agree maybe you could be chayzer. And the Gemara says, because if you're not going to say like this, Misha parable Lakech Rabbi Shimon leslay. Do you want to tell me it's true that the Lakeach, whenever you want to buy something and you put down money, you tell me according to Rabbi Shimon, money is kind of that you can never retract. So then there'll never be a Mishapara. Like we know, Mishapara means that really money is not kind of. You could retract. Just you're not supposed to, you get a curse. So you want to tell me according to Rabbi Shimon, there's never a curse. The Chitayim Mahochinam, if you want to tell me it's true, for a time you will learn, we'll know like that. For a time you will learn, Mikol Makom Kach Halacha. That's the Halacha. Abulam Chacham said though, Mishapara, that even though when you pay up money, you're allowed to retract, money is not kaino, but if you retract there's a Mishapara, you get a curse from the Rabbanim. So now my Mikomakam, what does it mean Mikomakam? Lav doesn't mean to say the Loishno Lakeach for Loishno Mecher. It doesn't make a difference if the Lakeach wants to retract or if the Mecher wants to retract. In both cases, Makabla Le Mishapara, that there will be a Mishapara. And the Chulda goes across Rabbi Shimon also. So Bishleim, the way we're saying right now, is good. So Gemara says, Ella, it's good that we're saying now. She come Rabbi Shimon, when does Rabbi Shimon say when Lakech pays up money? It's Konui. He can't retract. That's only the Chatziro. If the price stays the same price. So since you gave money for these 100 bushels, and 100 bushels stays the same price, you can't retract. But betray Tiroi lo yama. But let's say later the bushels go down in price, then Rabbi Shimon would agree that Lakech has the right to retract. He's not allowed to. He's not supposed to. If he retracts, forget a Mishapara. So Rabbi Shimon also agrees there's a case of a Mishapara by Lakeach. Omalei Rav Acha b'Reid Rav Ravashi, v'tepeklei, the Lukasha now, v'tepeklei the Shliach Shavya. Look over here, the father-in-law, he made a Shliach. So when he made a Shliach, Mikora, so then there should be no Mishapara at all. The Rashi says like this, v'tepeklei, the Eka Mishapara, nobody should get a curse here. Because when Lakeach brought in the Dunya, he was a Shliach. So the Shver sent the Shliach, and he told him, get me the best price. So the Shver has the right to say, I don't want this price now, it's not the best price. The Lakeach, he has the right to retract, because it's not his deal. Like, I'm not retracting because for me, it's because of my Shver. So really, there shouldn't be a Mishapara if there's a Shliach. That's the Shliach, the Motsiyama. The father-in-law could say, you should have made it better tonight. And therefore, I only made you a shliach to do good for me, not to do bad for me. And the shliach himself, what kind of mishapara is him? He's not buying it for himself. So my answer is, Omalei, Betagra, we're not talking about Stam HaShliach, but you told the merchant himself to give it to you. The Zavon, he's the one that buys things, Umazin, he's the one that sells it. Therefore, it wasn't Stam HaShliach. But you went over to the Tagra himself, the Rashi says. He wasn't the shliach. Elu poisekim im chosmoi. For chosmoi poisekim acherim. Umishtaker. But they made a straight deal right now, therefore there's not a shliach involved. Therefore they would pass the mishapara. That the mice, even though you put the money down now, and later the price goes down, so if you want to retract, even though you could retract, but the mishapara you would still get. Now the Mishnah says, Malva odom esarisov chitim bechitim. An owner of the field is allowed to lend his worker, the oris on the field, wheat. A bushel of wheat, I'm enough to get back later a bushel of wheat. Lizera, as long as I'm lending it to you now to use it to plant to seed the field. Even though usually there's an issue of ribis, saw the saw.